good evening. It's good to see everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Clay Morton. My wife is Lee Morton. We have four kids, and it is such a blessing to be a part of this body. We love being members of UBC, serving alongside you, and it has been a tremendous blessing in our lives. So grateful for that, and I just want to say I love this Sunday night service. I love that it's like sitting around a table before the week and kind of talking about, you know, needs that a family member has and praying over them, or, you know, this is going on, that's going on, and then hearing the word and singing. And it's a model for family worship, isn't it? So that's the cool part about it as well. It's a model for how to do family worship. So the only thing we're missing is food, but that's okay. We don't have to do that. Where is the food? It's right here. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's good. our text tonight is Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And so if you'll begin to turn there. It is a seemingly simple text, but it has profound implications. Faith in God and obeying God will cost you something on this earth. But guarantee that if you are in Christ, you have a reward that will be very great, according to Genesis 15:1. And this is the promise that God gave Abraham for his future. And it's the same promise that we have for our future, that our reward will be very great. But one of the questions is, why is faith so difficult? And also, something to think about, do you find that your faith in God grows when you think on the faithfulness of God to his people or to you? And then what is the purpose of my belief or my faith in God? What is the purpose? Just a few questions for us to think about. So let's read the passage. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Let's read it again. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you. So the context of this passage, we're coming out of the Tower of Babel, chapter 11, where people wanted to make a great name for themselves. They had become self-confident, and God steps in his kindness. He confused their language. And he even says, you kind of see the power of the Trinity at work. He says, let's go down and confuse their language. So you see the Trinity in that. And that brings us to chapter 12. And that brings us 12, verse 1, and this choosing of a man named Abram. And it really comes out of nowhere. It comes out of nowhere. Abram wasn't a king, right? He wasn't a faithful guy necessarily. He wasn't a righteous man. He was just an ordinary pagan guy, like you and me. Like you and me. And as we read verse 1, God's calling into Abram to do something very easy. No, that's not true either, right? It's not to do something easy. It's actually to do something very, very difficult. He's calling him to do something very difficult. What is he to do with this difficult question? Now, knowing the context and knowing Abraham and Scripture, it helps because God promises to make him a great name and to bless him, right? So we know that. And this is consistent with Scripture, for God to give a command, but he backs it up with a promise. So that's consistent with Scripture. And so we know those promises that he gave Abraham. But it's still a very tough command to follow. He is to leave all that he knows and go to a place that is completely unknown. So he takes everything he knows and goes to something that is completely unknown, right? And this is a difficult thing. And some younger folks in this space may be like, oh, this is great. I love adventure. I want the challenge. God sent me to the Himalayas. I want to minister to the Tibetans. But God may want you to go to Southeast Arkansas or to Flat, Kansas, right? But For most of us, the thought of unknown, the unknown, is a scary thing. Especially if you're comfortable, you have a good job, you live in a good neighborhood, and close to extended family. Some of us don't like change either, right? We don't like change. I think about my boys. When it starts warming up, they don't want to put shorts on. It's like, boys, it's warm out there. And they just keep wearing pants. And it's like they just can't make the change, right? We don't like change. We like the routine of life. We don't want to mess that up. We're in control and we're cruising along. Well, this is exactly where Abram's at this time when God calls him. But much like Mark chapter 1 with the apostles, Abram had to count the cost and leave it all behind to go to an unknown place. He is to leave family, his job, his home, and go. He's to go in order to obey God. Abram's faith is in infancy at this time, but it grows as we see in Scripture. His faith is quite mature when he offers his son, right? When he takes his son up and he's willing to kill him, knowing that God will bring him back to life, his only son, right? He trusted in God fully. He is considered the father of the Jews. And in Romans 4, because of his faith, he is considered the fathers of the grafted in Gentiles, us. Abraham is the epitome of faith in the Bible. He's mentioned in Romans, Hebrews, and Galatians. To believe in God and have faith is to obey God without knowing the outcome, right? It's out without knowing the outcome. God gives him a command, go from your country, your kindred, and your father's house to a land that I will show you. This is where the rubber meets the road. Practically speaking, this is difficult. This is hard. It's not easy peasy decision, is it? It's difficult. There's a sense of a choosing that's happening, right? He's to choose family, comfort, ease, home. He's to choose that over or choose God in obeying what he's calling him to do. He is telling us to go and make disciples, right? It's like we've got to make the choice. Are we going to sit back or are we going to go and make disciples in Northwest Arkansas and in the nations around us? And as Brad mentioned this morning, it's a picture of repentance and belief, turning from something, right? Turning from something, the comfort of our past, and turning to something and believing in something new, turning to God in belief, in obedience, in this idea of making disciples. If we believe in God, then we begin to obey God and his word. And we have to see this should have a purpose. This should have a purpose. If we believe in God, and then we begin to obey him and his word, we have to see that this has a purpose. And growing up, my parents would tell me to make the bed. And I remember thinking, what's the point of making my bed? I'm going to get back in it tonight. What's the point? And there's many things as a child that your parents tell you to do that you're like, what's the purpose? Well, what is the purpose of obeying God, right? Just like making my bed was to honor my parents, we are to glorify God. And a huge part of this is obedience. Obedience has a profound purpose for your future and the future of those you come in contact with. God wants to use you just like he used Abram. To begin to make a people for himself, he grew a nation out of Abraham. And for the apostles, he called them to share the new covenant and to be fishers of men. Our call is similar, right? Abraham's faith was counted to him as righteousness. Just as you believe in Christ Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, then you have the same faith as Abraham. He looked forward to Jesus, right? While we look back. He understood that God said offspring, not offsprings, because God was talking about a Savior, and he understood that. So Abraham is really, in the way, the beginning of the story of Christ. And so as I was outside yesterday morning, pondering these things, thinking about God, being self-employed, I can relate with this fisherman, this self, providing for your family. You go out, you fish, you hopefully catch something. If you don't, you got to feel the weight of that. And so I can identify with these apostles. And the moment where you wonder, am I going to be able to provide? How am I going to lead my family? Or how well am I making disciples? Am I taking risks for Christ, for Jesus? Or have I moved into this safe, comfortable life, routine, easy, and clear of risk? And it seems like, if you think about it, that type of life is nowhere in Scripture. It's absent in Scripture. It was right after that, still sitting on my porch, and it had rained that morning a ton, and I closed my eyes and just began to pray and listen. just wondering, God, what are you going to show me, you know? And I heard this overwhelming song of birds, just loud, just birds being loud, you know? And you're like, wow, that's catching my ear. And it's as if they were singing to their creator and saying, thank you for the rain. Thank you for sustaining us through the storm, because now the food is plentiful. It's everywhere for us. And then I begin to think, how much more does God love his children? How much more does God love his children? And so your faith will grow as you see God more fully for who he is. Your faith will grow as you see God more fully for who he is. He is faithful. And because of that, we can take risks. We can have deep faith. We can obey what he tells us to do. We can do great things for God because of his immeasurable love for us in Christ. David Livingstone said, God, send me anywhere. David Livingstone, a missionary to Africa, said, God, send me anywhere, only go with me. Lay any burden on me, only sustain me. And so I end with Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. I read it earlier, the end of it. But God says this to Abraham, or to Abram. He says, fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Clearly, you see that Abram was, there was some fear, right? There was some fear. He was fearful of the future. He was fearful of the uncertainty. But as we know, he trusted God's word. He obeyed him. And so the question is, will you obey God's word for your life? Let's pray. God, you are faithful. You keep both sides of the covenant. You are a promise keeper, worthy of full obedience. Father, I pray that you'd fill us with your spirit, that we may listen and obey your voice, your powerful, compelling voice that calls us, each one of us, that called Abram, that called the apostles, and we responded. Father, I pray in the next few moments, reveal to us ways that we can step out in faith this week. Help us to hear you in this place now, Father. Father, what might you be asking us to obey you this week in faith? Father, what comforts or preferences might you be asking us to set aside in order that we can obey you more fully? Father, show us where to press on, even when it seems like it's a lost cause, with family members, coworkers, neighbors. Show us now, Lord. Help us to take risk. Even as Brad said, it's not even really a risk. Trusting that this isn't our home, but that we will receive a great reward, not compared to any suffering that we may face on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us through Christ. Apart from your work and your gift, we can do nothing. Amen.